Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish fires to first and picks off Klaus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Green and he is out, Veal applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Green and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Wes Covington pinch hits for Cam Carrion. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Green and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is walked intentionally. Frank Bowman pinch runs for Wes Covington. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Cal McLish. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Warren Hacker now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Gene Green. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cotier strikes out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 2 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klaus. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Klaus steals second. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 3 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Landis steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Keogh is called out on strikes. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahoney moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klaus is walked intentionally. Harry Bright pinch hits for Chuck Cotter. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahoney scores. Klaus moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.